Hey guys, welcome back to the Scott's afternoonish, late early evening show. Today is Saturday, November 17th, 2018, and it is National Survivors of Suicide Day. So, I got a friend who knew someone. I mean, I've never met this kid, but he, like, tried to shoot himself in the head, and the shit didn't happen, and now his face is all fucked up from it. That would be a shitty situation. You know what I'm saying? Because, fuck, I mean, you wanted to commit suicide before your face was all fucked up and blown off. It's like, damn, that would suck. I don't know. Let's jump into some fucking birthdays today. We got Martin Scorsese turning 76. Now, this dude's an actor, director, producer, does the whole shooting match, but he did direct the best movie ever, Gangs of New York. We got Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Day-Lewis. That movie was fucking amazing. yeah, it's hard to imagine how fucking old this was. I remember I was in high school, and my friends went to see it, and I didn't see that movie till, fuck, I was like, I think I had already had kids when I saw that movie. But, yeah, it is an awesome movie. If you haven't seen Gangs of New York for some reason, fucking go out, rent that shit somewhere, buy it, because that shit, I mean, that's a good damn movie. He also directed The Avatar. He directed and produced Hugo. He's done tons of shit, so let's jump back into it here. We got Danny DeVito, 74 today, played in Twins with the Governator. He was the Penguin in Tim Burton's Batman Returns. That's my wife likes that Michelle Pfeiffer, so she likes that movie. I used to love Tim Burton movies, you know what I'm saying? But when I grew up, man, it's like, Tim Burton's fucking kind of, his movies kind of suck. They're all in this, like, weird goth style shit going on, and I don't know, that's my opinion. I used to love that shit, you know, Edward Scissorhands, the original Michael Keaton Batmans, fucking Beetlejuice, like, yeah, I mean, I liked it all. I was never really big into The Nightmare Before Christmas, but we still watch that shit. My wife likes it, but yeah, all of his new shit, I don't know, man. And then Johnny Depp, you know, he went from, I mean, he played, like, Ed Wood was a super good movie. He played in What's Eating Gilbert Grape with Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, that was a good movie. He had a lot of good movies when, you know, before he got really famous. Benny and June. But now he's, like, teamed up with, you know, Tim Burton permanently. And it's just this, I don't know, man. I used to love Johnny Depp as an actor, too, but shit's, he's gone, I don't know, just same role every fucking time. And he does do shit where it's, you know, not all goofy and shit, but yeah, I don't know how the fuck I went from Danny DeVito to talking about Johnny Depp. I'm fucking sick, and I've had a little extra tea today, so I'm feeling good here. Speaking about feeling good, you want some music to make you feel good. Kimya Dawson, turning 46 today. Now, she is definitely one of my, I mean, top artists of all time. She's amazing music. Amazing fucking music. Whether it's her self-titled shit, or when she was in the Moldy Peaches. And, I mean, you should probably heard about the Moldy Peaches. That shit got pretty popularized after that Juno movie, but yeah, I mean, we were listening to that shit back in, like, 02, 03, and I still love it, man. I mean, I don't listen to a lot of the bands that I listened to back then, you know, because it's just, like, loud. It's the shit you need to see live and be fucking drunk and partying and shit to listen to, but Kimya Dawson, still strong. And fun fact here, she actually has a song where she mentions how she's attracted to Danny DeVito. They share a birthday together. They're only, what, fucking almost 30 years apart? But whatever. and if you have kids, Kimmy Dawson has some pretty cool songs for, like, toddler age kids, babies, younger kids. Yeah, check her out. Just go on Spotify. It's free. Check out Kimmy Dawson. Okay, what do we got here? Today, throughout history, we got 1777. The Articles of Confederation are submitted to the states for ratification. Whatever the fuck that means, huh? 1800, the first session of the U.S. Congress is held in Washington, D.C. In 1820, the first American to see Antarctica would become Nathaniel Palmer. Could you imagine going to fucking Antarctica in 1820? That would fucking suck, dude. That would suck. I don't even like being in Utah. It's like fucking, I don't know, probably like 29 degrees right now. I'm freezing my balls off out there. Antarctica? Fuck. Fuck that. But, I don't know if you guys have heard all that, like, Admiral Byrd. I mean, there's tons of shit, whether it was Admiral Byrd or the Nazis or... I mean, there's indigenous tribes that claim that there are these holes throughout the Earth where you can get to the center and then you go into Agartha and it's this whole city or this whole world, basically, inside the world. And then it... you know, it's got constant sunlight because there is a star in the center of the Earth, and then, like, cloud cover and shit, kind of evens it out from night to day. But, yeah, this shit's totally real, dude. 100% fucking believe it. Come on, now. It's pretty cool to listen to, though. If you got nothing else, you're at work, you're listening to my show, you're obviously trying to kill time, so check that shit out. Agartha. There's some good shit on it, and then there's some long, drawn-out bullshit that's just, like, fucking propaganda shoved down your throat, but try to find the short and curlies, straight to the point. It's pretty interesting. Where were we here? We got 1858. The city of Denver was founded in Colorado. 1894, the first modern-day serial killer... One of the first. H.H. Holmes was arrested in Boston, Massachusetts. There again, you're looking to kill time, lore podcast. I'm sure you've heard of that shit. he's got a lot of shit on H.H. Holmes. Not really... You know, I was listening to lore, like, the first month it came out. And I loved that podcast. It was amazing, but... He's really kind of gone this, like, crime route, you know, with things like H.H. Holmes and, like, more of this, like, criminal investigation type shit of, like, cryptid type shit that's... I don't know. I really liked it when he was talking about, like, the Jersey Devil and fucking, like, actual cryptid creatures in the beginning and, like, hauntings and shit like that, but... I mean, it's still okay. It's not my favorite podcast anymore, but his early shit, I mean, you can find it. It's pretty damn good, but he talks a lot about H.H. Holmes, and I'm just not into that serial killer type shit. I mean, I just never really been into that. I don't... People are fucking the scariest thing on this planet, dude, and I don't like thinking about it, but... let's see, what else do we got here? Oh, we got 1978, Star Wars, holiday special aired, and, it was just filled with negative ratings from fans and creators of Star Wars alike. Even George Lucas hated it. I want to see this, though. I haven't, never seen this shit. I love holiday shit, man. I went out yesterday to the grocery store. I got myself some Christmas Crunch. Captain Crunch Christmas variety. I got some winterized Oreos and some winter fucking Ritz crackers and cheese and shit. We're vegans, so, like, you know, when we first started our family or whatever, I would go and buy all those, like, Hostess, Little Debbie, like, the generic brownies and cookies and gingerbread men and shit. So, like, the holidays, you would always have these... different snacks in my lunch for work. And, yeah, you don't get as much of that shit when you go vegan. So you gotta get it where you can, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we get some shit. Man, I'm just going off on shit today, huh? Let's get back into it here. Star Wars, we got 1983. The Zapatistas are founded in Mexico. That's pretty interesting shit, too, if you want to check that out on YouTube. I mean, you could go for quite a while on the Zapatista movement. They got some pretty good points and shit. Yeah, check that out if you're interested in. I mean, if you're not interested in any type of political, like, revolutionary type shit, then probably don't check it out. But otherwise, killing time, definitely, you know, some fucking knowledge that you don't really need, but it's there, so grab it. 2013. A rare out-of-season tornado outbreak in the Midwest has about 6 dozen tornadoes touching down in an 11-hour period. 6 fucking dozen, dude. That is a fuckload of tornadoes. You know, we want to move to Kansas, and they have those tornadoes. I think, you know, everybody tries to do these scare things about tornadoes, but when you, like, fucking have a map, a tornado is basically like a pen line doing a little fucking curlicue through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go on realtor.com in Kansas, you'll find hundreds of houses that are, like, 100-plus years old. So obviously they've been there for that long and fucking tornadoes never touched them, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit can't be as bad as us Westerners think it is, but whatever. Let's get into a movie review. I saw a new movie yesterday, The Meg, about the Megalodon. I would give this a reluctant 3 out of 5 stars. I mean, it's... if you don't have anything else to watch, it is definitely worth, you know, a dollar at Redbox. Well, shit, now it's like $2 fucking, but I mean, it's worth $2 for sure. Kills time, it's action movie, nothing wrong with just a straight up unrealistic, unbelievable action movie. It's got that dude that plays in, I think it's Cranked. I don't fucking know what the movie is, but he, like, jump starts his nipples with fucking electricity. it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, this movie's got a lot of ridiculous shit in it. And if you like Deep Blue Sea, it's fucking basically the same goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? A little better graphics, little slightly different fucking plot line. But yeah, I mean, you've seen one shark movie, you've pretty much seen them all. It was okay. You know, check it out. If you definitely, when it gets to be free on fucking Netflix or whatever, you can watch it. I mean, it wasn't a B movie. They put some money into the movie. The acting isn't horrible. It's got the dude, main husband character from Fear of the Walking Dead in it. Yeah, it was okay. Whatever. Let's get into some news of today. We got a fucking turkey recall right before Thanksgiving. So the USDA has just recalled a bunch of turkey products due to a salmonella outbreak. So there has been an outbreak of the sickness in 35 states with about 164 people who have gotten sick. So far, one person has died in California, and 63 are currently hospitalized. And these are just the people that they've, you know, tied two and two together. But the Jenny O Turkey Company had to recall 91,000 pounds of ground turkey after testing positive for salmonella. But it doesn't seem to be just this one distributor that had the fucking outbreak in it. So So far, they found it in turkey patties, ground turkey, and pet food. I mean, they're not saying that's all that's in it, so there might be some shit in your fucking Thanksgiving turkey, you know what I'm saying? They don't really know where the fucking outbreak has started from, but there is, on average, an estimated 1.2 million cases of salmonella in the U.S. alone every year, and 1 million of them are linked to food, so. And then, yeah, so if you're going to be cooking turkey or whatever this year, remember to thaw it out in the fridge is recommended. Wash your hands and everything that the fucking turkey touches, and cook your food thoroughly. Or you could just go vegan. I'm just joking with you. Fucking vegans aren't. We're still susceptible to salmonella too. I mean, that shit's an E. coli and all the fucking listeria and all this other bullshit. Yeah, I mean, I think the only way you're getting away from the risk of getting that is if you turn into one of those people who say they don't eat anything. They just, you know, sunbathe, and apparently they get all their nutrients from the sun. I see that shit pop up on YouTube all the time. And I am going to have to call bullshit. Realistically, dude, if there was someone out there who wasn't fucking eating, there'd be scientists studying this son of a bitch and being like, can all people do that? Like, what the fuck is going on here? This dude hasn't eaten. You know damn well this guy's fucking sneaking off to eat Cliff Bars and shit. Like, yeah, I actually listened to I don't remember if it was a news article or a documentary, it was a while ago, but these people were trying to not eat, but they were just taking not just vitamins, but it was like nutritional supplements, so they wouldn't have to eat anymore, they just have to swallow these pills. And the reasoning behind this was because they said eating got in the way, which is fucking ridiculous. Like, fuck, eating's a pleasure, like, fuck, in the way, you're gonna take a pill. But I know even with them, I mean, they had, like, this was a scientific thing they were doing, and they were saying that it might alter your organs and shit, because you're not digesting any food, you're not chewing anymore, like, there's a lot of shit that goes into eating that would, like, fuck with your body in the long term, and they really don't know, you know, what would happen, like, if you could even just get away with just eating the fucking, these pills, and being able to live a healthy life without your body having to digest shit, and, you know, go through that whole process. I mean, they didn't know, and they're like, they've got these pills that give you all the nutrients you need, and they don't know if that shit's gonna work, but this fuckhead says he can just sit in the sun and never has to eat again. And it's crazy when you look at those people, they're all always like, whether it's the people that eat like raw meat and curdled milk, or these people who say they don't eat anything, they're always fucking, like, pale as shit, with fucking dark bags under their eyes, and, like, look like they're about to die. It's fucking crazy, I don't know. Now, I get a lot of people that talk to me. I don't like pushing the vegan bullshit, because I know, like, you're not going to change anybody's mind, and I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, I'm not going to get into why I do it. I don't care. When I go places, it is actually, I mean, a lot of vegans will fucking, like, push how everybody else is fucking evil, and, but, like, Thanksgiving, I'd had to go to family Thanksgiving meals when I was the only vegan there, and it's just like, you know, it'd be so much easier if you could just tell people, oh, I'm dieting right now, you know, I just don't want to eat, than to have to fucking get into it and say, oh, I'm doing it for animal rights. And then they're, you know, they immediately get offended, so then they're arguing with you, and it's just like, dude, I just don't fucking eat it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't eat it. Drop it. You got fucking Atkins people and fucking all these other diets in the world. You're not getting crazy with them. Just fucking drop it. I don't eat it. It's like, you don't smoke cigarettes. I do. You know, I'm not after you. Why don't you smoke cigarettes? Like, I just don't fucking eat it. Like, leave it at that and call it a fucking day. But you will get all these people that try to tell you that, you know, it's so unhealthy and you're gonna die and you're getting fucking sick. And, like, I've been vegan for over 6 years. I've known people that have been vegan for, like, 20 plus years. And they're fucking fine. When I was on the road, I was, like, you know, 17-year-old kid drinking a fucking fifth of vodka at least every fucking day and eating bread I would find in the fucking trash. And I was more healthy then than I've ever been in my fucking life. Like, you think about all the heroin addicts and everyone else in the world who's perfectly fine just living off of little amounts of food and like, our body is fucking amazing. Like, I don't buy into this bullshit that you need all these superfoods and vitamins and shit like that. It's like, indigenous people around the world, like, their food group is super, super small. They're not getting any of these fucking vitamins. I think that we're like dogs, dude. I mean, obviously our fucking, our digestive system and shit has, I mean, altered away from being like a scavenger, but I realistically think that's what we are. You got all these other people that are saying, you know, there are other theories, but realistically, I believe we were just a lot like dogs. If we saw a dead animal on the fucking ground, we would have eaten it. We found some berries, we would have eaten them. We found, you know, this plant or that plant. We hunted. We just fucking got food wherever the fuck we could and ate it. Like, we were scavenging creatures, I believe. I don't know. I really don't believe you need all the shit that they say you need, but whoa, damn, 21 minutes already. I fucking went off, huh? Let's get into some other shit here. We've got the Leonid meteor shower. So if you want to catch this meteor shower, the best time is early in the morning. Somewhere around 3 to 4 in the morning. Saturday and Sunday night, Saturday and Sunday morning, so you already missed this morning's, but you can check it out tomorrow. This meteor shower is due to the Temple Tuttle comet crossing Earth's orbit and creating a vaporizing shower of debris in our atmosphere. So, I mean, that's kind of cool, whatever. If you want to catch it in the morning, you know, you're going to see about 10 to 15 meteors an hour. So you're still going to have to fucking sit and watch and wait. And you'll see one shooting star or something. But, I mean, if you're into that, you want to do it with the kids, go for it. Okay. Shit, we're at 23 minutes. But I guess we'll get back into simulation theory here. We got yesterday, what was I talking about? I was talking about how astrological signs would go together as an algorithm for simulation theory, right? So, I mean, it would make 100% sense that I believe in astrology. I believe that it fucking, not that it predicts shit or tells time, but I definitely believe that it does describe your traits as a human depending on where you were born, under what star, sun, moon. Like, I realistically think that shit is real. And, I mean, it would make perfect sense that we are in, that's just an algorithm that creates us in this simulation, right? I mean, it was all simulated. And I think when people think of a simulation, they think of this like science fiction, we're in a computer, some dude's playing Sims, and they're controlling us, and like, you don't want to believe in it. But when you think about God, like, so there's two ways of thinking about this planet. Either you believe that it was an accident, that, you know, these two particles were traveling at the speed of light, they fucking hit each other, that shit blew up and created the universe, right? And then on the Earth, there was the evolution, and we were primordial slime, and then the slime turned into fish, and the fish fucking walked up on shore, and we evolved into all this shit. That doesn't fucking make any sense, dude. Like, the first five rules of, chemical evolution, fucking matter evolution, creature evolution, all these first five rules of evolution are all bullshit. It's all a theory. They teach it to you like it's fact, but it's a theory, and it's harder to believe than there was just a fucking creator. I mean, it's mathematically more correct to believe that there was just a fucking creator. So, you know, there's evolution. You can believe that if you want to. I think that's your own crazy religion that makes less fucking sense than God. Whatever. But when we think of God, typically we think of, you know, whatever religion you are, it's this supernatural being that's just like sitting in the atmosphere fucking creating shit and teleporting all over the place, and he can be here or he can be nowhere or whatever the fuck you believe. But realistically, I think that we couldn't even comprehend what God is. Now, if God was a group of scientists in a lab, like just comparing it to the way we could comprehend it, if God was a group of scientists in a lab that created this simulation and created a simulation, and that simulation was an AI-based, not like a non-player character, except it's just a simulation to see, like, okay, we're going to enter in all of our historical facts and see where it goes. And we're going to do these field studies where we have millions of these simulations, and we're going to observe these simulations and watch to see what happens, and take the, take the most common occurrences and try to predict the future. I think that's 100% believable. I think that AI will be at that point soon, and scientists will definitely do that. I mean, they're going to set up these experiments where they can try to, you know, recreate what has happened throughout history and try to predict what's going to happen in the future. I don't think that's hard to believe. Now, is that what I think absolutely happened? No, I mean, that's just the way I can comprehend it. But even if we are just this AI program inside of some computer going with the same theory that I just mentioned, our creators would still be considered God in the definition. And we are still real. I mean, because what is reality? It's like your perception on what is happening on this earth. I mean, you're still real. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that everyone's in like some Truman Show and fucking this is just all non-player characters and somebody's controlling you, and like I don't think that's how it is. And I know when I talk about it, that's what most people get out of it. But could it be the fact that, yeah, we are just a bunch of non-player characters, and there are a couple people that are like in the head? You know, it's like World of Warcraft. You have actual real players from another place that are playing through these characters. And like, I mean, that's possible too. That's fucking possible. I don't know. I don't think I can comprehend realistically what's going on. Shit, I don't know. I could be the only one that's real, and everyone else is fake, and I'm just talking into this phone and going about my day, and it's all a simulation, and I'm some fucking dude sitting in a arcade that's like about to wake up and realize he's been out for 10 minutes, but I lived an entire lifetime through this game, and I was like, God damn, that was the best $5 I ever spent. I mean, that's fucking possible, I guess. I don't know. All I know is I believe that I believe that this place was created. I believe that everything was created. I believe evolution is bullshit. I mean, fucking bullshit. But I don't know, like, I'm not saying that just because there's a God that one of these religions is right. And I'm not saying that we can even understand what it is, but I think it's totally possible that it is some sort of simulation. And that, I mean, that's our best definition for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we can comprehend it in reality, is like, it's some game or diagram, live action diagram of what's going on in this world. But like I said a million times, I'm fucking repeating myself over and over again, I don't think we can comprehend it, but I do think that we are getting closer and closer to the point where we could do something similar and understand, you know, like, how it works and have more of an understanding of, oh shit, this might be what the fuck is happening. Now, another theory I've talked about that I have is, right now we've got CERN doing the same shit, right? And this goes for all you evolution people out there, right? So let's say evolution is right, and we have CERN trying to recreate the same thing. So they're spinning particles at each other at the speed of light, trying to hit to, and they've created this black matter and probably a whole bunch of shit they don't tell us about. But let's say that that did recreate the Big Bang. If that recreated the Big Bang, this whole world and this, like, this whole history of our universe would have happened in a fraction of a time that we could even comprehend. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Earth would have been created, and all the stars and shit and planets would have fucking formed, and, you know, the revolution of the Earth would be spinning faster than we can comprehend, and the whole thing would have happened in less than a blink of an eye. The whole existence, 100 billion years on that planet. And then maybe that planet got to the point where we were before it was destroyed. And then they created their own CERN. And then the fucking cycle just kept going and going and going and going and going. Like, I think that might be a, you know, I mean, if you believe in evolution, that's probably a possibility too. If they're recreating the Big Bang, who are we to say that that shit didn't happen? And, like, at the micro-sized level, that time would go so much faster than our time. Like, their time would be totally different than our state of time. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. This is just the shit I think about when I'm fucking building bikes and painting rooms and shit. Go off the deep end. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I don't know. I definitely lean extremely heavy to the fact that I believe evolution's bullshit. And I definitely think there was a creator, dude. I mean, if you look at everything in the world, it's too fucking perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so goddamn perfect. Everything. Like, that shit didn't evolve from stardust. It didn't, like... Yeah, I don't know. And the fact that, like, this is another big point with evolution, right? So you believe in evolution, and you believe that we were chimps in the forest, and then we got to the edge of the forest, got pushed out into the savanna, and then we started evolving by, you know, just having to hunt food. And, you know, I mean, a lot of evolutionists, whether you believe that in the stoned ape theory, or you believe in the theory that, you know, just our actions of having to hunt and work together, and, like, we realized that you couldn't just hunt by yourself, you had to work, co-live and work together, so we needed to communicate. So over billions of years, we fucking got these communication skills, and then they evolved into what they are now. Cool. But we still have chimps, and we still have humans. what the fuck happened to everyone else in the fucking world? Like, all the other evolutionary stages of us. You think, like, we killed them all off or they died because of famine? There's not one. There's only the beginning and the end. There's nothing in the fucking middle. Unless you believe in Bigfoot. I mean, there's nothing in the fucking middle. Now, I know they found, they found fossils of gigantic Epithecus or whatever the fuck, you know, Bigfoot, and they found fossils of that little hobbit creature and all that shit. And I mean, they found, they have an estimate that these creatures didn't live that long ago before they died out. And I realistically believe if you look in cultures around the world and like the belief systems around the world and shit, like they mention these creatures. Like, there are a lot around the world that mention these creatures. So maybe we all did coexist together. But maybe it was more like Lord of the Rings and less like evolution of this. Why are the fucking chimps still alive? They were the bottom, right? They were the fucking bottom. Why are they still alive? Why didn't humans dominate over there? It's just, it doesn't make sense. We would have killed off the chimps too. Like, I don't buy it. I don't fucking buy it, man. Why aren't there like fish birds? You know what I'm saying? They like, fucking, I mean, I know there's flying fish and shit, but like, I just, like, how did every species in the world go from like this primordial slime to its own separate fucking species without these weird ass hybrid things in between? Like, we all came from this primordial slime and we made rats. You know, first we made insects, and then we made, you know, all sorts of different insects, birds, bees, bees, ants, arachnids, fucking beetles, all these different insects that evolved off into doing their own thing. And then there were birds and fish and turtles and, you know, there's mammal fish and regular fish. And then there's fucking otters and beavers and bunnies and rats and deer and moose and like, and that's another thing too. It's like moose and antelope and deer and shit, they can all live in the same region. You can have different species of bears that live in the same region. Like, all these different species, or different types of species that live in the same place. Like, why the fuck did they evolve into all these different creatures that live in the same place if evolution is the reason that they evolved the way they did? Like, I don't know, man. I'm going off into a fucking crazy tangent. But yeah, fuck what your teachers tell you. That's the biggest reason I hate evolution. It's the fucking government wants you to buy into it. And they just say it's fact. It's not fucking fact. It's not fucking fact. When I was a kid, you know, Pluto was still a fucking planet. That was fact. No, it's not anymore. Evolution is bullshit. I've wasted enough of your guys' time today. You guys have a good one. I can't believe it's already 3:00 in the afternoon. I still gotta go pick up some paint and paint my whole house before we're out of here in 2 weeks. And Thanksgiving's coming up. So I want to do something for Thanksgiving, something on the podcast. I know personally, you know, since we've been vegan, I got the whole family vegan. We don't really eat anything different on Thanksgiving, you know? I mean, the past couple years we had these fish fillets, but then, you know, we had them on one Thanksgiving and we really liked them, so we eat them all the fucking time now. We'll make our Thanksgiving dinner with mashed potatoes and stuffing and peas and corn and the fish fillets. But so this year we're going to try to go to the movies on Thanksgiving and try to make that our new tradition. So we'll see. I don't know. That'll be cool. You guys have a good one. I'll be back tomorrow. And you can follow me on Twitter at ScottHay86. Instagram at ScottHay86. I'm on Facebook at ScottHay something. You know, you can. There's an ass ton of us, but you can find me. And please like, share, review, and comment. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.